Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
RPN is not responsible for the views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show. Good evening, Patriots, and welcome to the show. Tonight, we obviously have a very special presentation for you. First of all, Donald Trump rally for Doug Mastriano and others in Pennsylvania. We're going to be checking in with that. We're going to see what the president has to say, what some of those other Patriots in Pennsylvania are talking about. And then once that is over, we have my regularly scheduled Saturday night live stream. I'm going to be having Larry Ortega of the Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project on the show. You might remember Larry from an interview I did with him at the Moment of Truth Summit. Larry is an incredible patriot, very intelligent guy, did some great things with the people of that state to take over the state GOP from the rhinos. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We're going to be talking about the methods, the means by which Larry and his people were able to do this, because they are just so incredible to be able to get this done. I want to make sure that everybody here has the opportunity to do the same thing. After the show is over, I will be breaking this all up. We'll have a stream archive. We'll have an archive with Larry, and of course, we'll have the separated podcasts as well. All right, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, because we're going to be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Thanks for hanging out with us. We are ready to go to the actual rally at any moment. I have a couple of different streams pulled up. We've got President Trump's stream. We also have the stream for the people at RSBN. And hopefully, not before too long, they're going to go ahead and have everything on screen, and we're going to be able to check in with that. But in the meantime, I figured that we would just catch up a little bit. We'd see what's going on. Obviously, there's been several things that have happened in the last 24 hours or so. I threw my back out, so I am resting on a heating pad right now. It's bad, though. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I need to go to the chiropractor, and unfortunately, I was unable to do that today. I'm going to have to do that first thing on Monday. But hello, good evening, everybody over there on Rumble. Good evening to you guys over there on Foxhole. Don't see any, you know what, I don't know if Getter is working, to be honest with you. The last couple times I've gone live over on Getter, the chat itself has not been working for me, so I don't know what the deal is. But as I was saying in the introduction, as soon as the rally is done, as soon as President Trump has finished with his speech, we are going to be switching directly over to my regular interview with Larry Ortega. Larry is a great guy. He's a rocket scientist. He's done some incredible work for the United States government in terms of space exploration, flight in general. So Larry and I are going to have a nice time having a conversation. Appreciate everybody for being here early for this somewhat unscheduled stream. I didn't get a chance to get this out early today, so I only put it out just about an hour before we went live. So thank you very much for hanging out. Pawnlo Picasso says, you don't say, it's rally day, baby. Absolutely, it's rally day. You know what was awesome is that earlier on President Trump's stream, he had a camera that was pointing out at the crowd, and you could see how many people are there. If we go to this coverage from the Gateway Pundit, they do have some images from outside the rally. Apparently, the line just goes as far as the eye can see. Now, this is pretty standard for a Trump rally, no matter where it is. All over the nation, President Trump shows up to support candidates, and the people of America show up to support Donald Trump. And I know that not everybody out there saw that speech that Joe Biden gave the other night, but I'm certain that you have at least seen the memes. Now, I just want to say, you know, the memes don't even do justice to the true depths of what that speech did. I mean, probably the most divisive ever bit of public exposition I've ever seen. Certainly not something we would ever expect to see from a president of the United States. And let's be honest, Joe Biden is not really president of the United States. He is the imposter in chief. It's been said that he is the official ambassador to China for the United States of America. I certainly can't disagree with that. Let me see. Rasta says, my chiropractor has told me not to use heat, use an ice pack. It was hard to get used to, but it does work. Well, as of right now, I'm going to be using the heating pad. Later on, I will switch to an ice pack, but I've had pretty good luck switching between hot and cold, hot and cold. And honestly, like, I could barely move, you guys. I felt like an old man shuffling around, bending over. I wish that I would have had a walker. If I did, it would have made it a lot easier. But here, let's take a look one more time here at, you know what? I got to use that one right there. So we've got me on screen too. So Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is there. Obviously, Doug Mastriano is there. Ivan Raiklin is there with his family. He sent me some pictures, some video. Garland Favorito is there. I did an interview with him at the Moment of Truth. That's going to be coming out. Tomorrow, I'm going to have two interviews with Pennsylvania Patriots that is going to be coming out. Get an inversion table, Gopher 60 says. Excellent investment. Man, I got to be honest, that is something that I have considered getting in the past, but we don't have a lot of room at this house in Florida. You know, I mean, it's enough room. I'm not going to lie. It could have more room. Like, living in Michigan and even in Ohio, you know, you got the basement and you've got the attic. We don't have either of those things here. I've got a bunch of stuff up in the attic out in the garage, and you guys warned me when I first moved here, you told me not to leave stuff in the attic, and I have had so many people who are native Floridians who said that if I don't get it out of there in 2 years, it's going to be dust. Epsom salt bath, that's another good idea. I just didn't have time before this stream. You know, the 7 o'clock hour kind of snuck up on me, and I had to get in here and get on the line with you guys. Take a look. This is some video from RSBN of a whole slew of Patriots. And when you're watching the American MAGA Republicans, okay, the patriotic American citizens that Joe Biden and his regime attacked in force the other night, I want you to compare and contrast who we are, what we do, how we act to what the left, the radical left, the Antifa squadron, you know, all of the participants of the Summer of Love, compare them to us, okay? And just try to rationalize how in the world Joe Biden could have attacked us, okay? Because we are completely the opposite of what we said we were, but we're used to that, right? We get attacked, the left gets a pass. Let's take a look. Oh, wow. Looks like they took a whole lot of video and they sped it up really fast. Maybe it's also very possible. No. Sometimes Twitter plays oddly and you won't see things properly. Like, the videos just don't work. And it generally is on stuff that I want to see. So, but look at that. The line just goes on and on and on and on and on. These people are probably not going to get in tonight. But it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it to go there, get yourself an electric stimulation kit. Husband uses one and it helps. I've never heard of that. Is that like the thing that Bruce Lee would use to work out? I've seen, like, things that people put on their abs to stimulate their abs. Honestly, that's probably a really good idea. Like, the reason I have back problems is probably because my back is weak. I don't work out like I used to. I need to. I got a gym membership. I never use it. I need to start going. But it seems like every time that I think I'm going to start going, something happens and I throw my back out. I don't know, man. A total gym. Total gym is almost a goo gopher. You guys want to hear something funny? When I was very young, I used to work at a call center that sold Total Gyms. Not just Total Gyms, but like, do you remember Tony Little? I think it was the Tony Little Gazelle Freestyle Elite. That was another one that we sold. I don't know. There was a bunch of garbage products. They're not really garbage, but I mean, you know, it was garbage that I had to work there. I was resentful of the fact that I had to take calls in the call center and get people to sign up for these things. I never really felt good about it. You know, at first when I started working there, people were, I was thinking to myself, well, these people, they want these products. They're going to be calling it TENS unit. Okay. A TENS unit. I have heard of those. I have heard of those. Honey, Red Pill Fiance, would you please do me a favor and just write that down? TENS unit. There was a company that sponsored me a while back, that had, it was like a TENS unit, but they said it was better. I don't know. All right. So, looks like we may have some movement over here. And wow, we are way behind on the stream. There we go. Let's take a listen. Let's see what's going on.
That you're joining us right now and you're just
all right. Still, it's just celebration.
.com. That's
celebration and people hanging out. This is going to be a good rally tonight, guys. I really, really think that President Trump is going to throw us some major, major home runs, especially considering what we saw or what the memes you saw about Joe Biden's speech the other night. Damn you looking older, RP. I'm not wearing glasses. And I'm all tan. I don't know. I look the same to me. So I really don't have a comment on that one. Honey, would you bring me a bang? It's called a TENS device. It will tire out a muscle that is pulling your back until it relaxes. Okay. Lots of suggestions. I appreciate that, guys. Yeah, I've been trying to stretch out. But like, just like getting into bed and like getting out of bed, I'm like, I gotta roll out. I can't sit up. It's really bad. So yeah, honey, somebody said I'm looking older. I'm not wearing glasses. So I think I probably look different because of that. We went to the beach today, so that, we could, lay out in the sun. And I was thinking maybe the rays of the sun would, perform some healing miracles on me. Oh man. But yeah, it's bad. I'm not gonna lie. It's real bad. Thank you, honey. Thank you. I love you. I love you. What is this one? Oh, the power punch. Power punch is a good one. Man, I gotta tell you, I think everybody here, has everybody here been to a Trump rally? If you have not been to a Trump rally, then drop a one in the chat. Okay? Because I'm thinking that nobody's gonna drop a one. I bet that every single one of us has been to a Trump rally. And let me tell you, there is nothing like being surrounded by that huge group of just fun-loving, patriotic Americans, everybody there for the same purpose, to give glory and to celebrate the incredible splendor of this wonderful country. Okay, so we've got a couple. One, two, three, four. I know we've got some people from outside of America, so it wouldn't surprise me if they haven't been able to make it. Awaken Mom, yes, it has a stick on probes. Okay, we got some people over there on Foxhole too. Wow, guys, I can't believe you guys haven't been able to go. I'm not shaming you or anything, but let me tell you, definitely you need to go. You have got to go. Like, it's an all-day experience. You got to get there early in the day because guaranteed there's going to be tons and tons of people. You need to show up early and you got to bring some supplies, have like a small cooler, maybe a disposable cooler, because usually they're not going to let you bring much in, but bring a small cooler, bring some drinks, bring a couple of snacks, bring a couple of friends, and then be prepared to make friends when you're there, because guaranteed, hands down, you are going to run into people that you've never met, but people that are going to be exactly like you. People who understand what's happening to America, understand what a blessing Donald Trump was, and understand what's at stake. Okay, so you guys are going to have CL Goober, I work. Hey, man, I absolutely understand. It's not easy if you work on the weekends or, you know, if you've got stuff. People are I'm not into crowds, Mimsy says. I can understand that, too. Let's see. And Amber King, 22, says she hasn't been to a rally, but she has been to a Clay Clark reawakening. Chops, he's neutral on Trump, and I don't like crowds. I guess I could have guessed that one, buddy. But let me tell you, man, if I was still in Michigan and we were able to link up, I would try to get you to go to a Trump rally, because I think that there is just something that is indescribable when you see President Trump in person, and when you are surrounded by that much love and that much camaraderie, that much patriotism. It's something else. It's an experience unto itself just being around those people. And I got to be really honest, I am not a big crowd person myself. I'm a homebody. You know, I don't have like a huge social circle. I mean, I don't have much of a social circle. I have like a very limited number of people that I even see in real life. Tomorrow, I am going shooting with Joey. Joey, if you're out there, then go ahead and let everybody know. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's one of the things I'm worried about, that added pressure on the upper half of my body. I'm not really going to be able to stabilize myself in the same way. I think I'm going to have to go get a back brace at Rite Aid or CVS, whoever they have here, in order to make sure. But yeah, guys, there's just something special about a Trump rally. I don't know if everybody saw the post that I put out on Truth Social, but just on the odd chance that you didn't, I want to show you something here. Take a look at this. This is a picture of Joe Biden speaking at his crowning as Supreme Chancellor of the United States. Take a look at this. Okay, so here, take a look at this, guys. This is, geez, oh, Pete, I can't even. The imagery and the symbolism that was on display here. Take a look, okay? So they have this set, this backdrop that was behind Joe Biden. And to me, it really called back to that double-headed eagle of Adolf Hitler, Germany fame. I mean, I know that this is a symbol that's used in like the Germanic peoples before, but it was popularized under the Nazis in World War II. And Joe Biden just looking so angry, and the set being red. I mean, it was like blood. It was satanic. He had just this evil persona that was being oozed all over. And this was also really weird, too. We had these two Marines standing behind him. And I have had a lot of people tell me you were expecting RP and Brad to go talk about the latest episode of Star Wars after that speech. I got to be honest with you, Gino. The Star Wars is just, it's gone to me. Like, I just can't even with it anymore. I thought we were going to talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it was so bad. Like, I couldn't even finish it. I didn't want to finish it. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with Disney Star Wars. You know, unless they do, I suppose we'll probably do The Mandalorian Season 3, because I think that's still a good show. Unless they destroy it in this season. But yes, this is a movie, okay? So either Joe Biden and his regime are completely clueless and they really want to destroy all MAGA Republicans and they believe that we are the greatest threat to their democracy, or democracy, as I said on Truth Social. But take a look at this. You've got like this dark to light symbolism. You've got the one Marine completely enshrouded in darkness, and then you've got the other one over there with the white hands, that light shining directly on his hands. That's not by mistake. You know, this was not a real building, all right? Joe Biden, that was a set dressing, okay? And Joe and Dr. Jill, they walked out from behind this fake building, and then down this stage, completely ensconced in darkness. It was just the most foreboding thing. I mean, I have to believe that this is Joe Biden signaling to the world that he his regime, the Democrats, that they are evil. Okay, there is no two ways about it. This was a straight, evil, demonic representation of what happens when you allow, this stuff to come in to the White House. Now, take a look at this image of Snoke from The Last Jedi in one of those trash Disney Star Wars movies. And it's like almost the same. You've got like this fake thing behind him. Kind of looks the same. You've got all this red here. And then there's Joe Biden, this, you know, alien, like overly plastic surgerized face behind him. I mean, those two together, this particular image is not like the best representation of it, but it was very reminiscent. I mean, again, it was like he was on a movie set and, it just, man. But I've had a lot of people reach out and say, you know, that these two poor Marines back there, there's a couple of ways you can look at it. Either these guys were used as a symbol of strength by this evil, totalitarian regime, or they were used, to signal that this is all being orchestrated and we have nothing to worry about. I lean towards that because we have the dark to light over here. We have the dark hands on the left and we have the light hands on the right. That one single shining point of light really, really moved me in that direction because that was absolutely not an accident. Not an accident. So, I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project. This is going to be Larry Ortega in the second half of the show. Their mission is to educate Nebraskans and Nebraska legislators on our government, election processes, and issues. They also look to unite Nebraskans across our state, inclusive of all parties and political beliefs. They also call on state and federal leaders to action, organize those actions that lead to full forensic audits across Nebraska, and if fraud is discovered, repeat the election to preclude propagating and thus obviating any fraud. Now, if you go to their website, it's nevoterapp.com, NEVOTERAP.com. That's their official website. They have a lot of great information. You can also find that in the description below. Not in a position of attention, not Marines. Okay, I can understand that. Here's the thing. I actually did find other images of Marines holding their hands in front. But it was only like with Barack Obama and other Democrats. So you may be onto something there. Very interesting stuff. Yes. So they could all be actors. They could absolutely all be actors. But Larry also has a Telegram. They've got a social media on all the relevant places. They don't have a Truth Social here. We need to get Larry and the Nebraska Voter Accuracy Project on Truth Social. But they have a voter affidavit. If you live in Nebraska, you can download that. Lots of research on voter and election fraud. And they've done some really great work. We're going to go into all of their methods and the way that they were able to completely take back the state party from the Rhino GOP. And we'll go ahead and check that out when Larry gets on here. But let me see. What do you mean it was false background? I thought it was Independence Hall. That's the thing. They were at Independence Hall, but they had a stage set up in front of it, like in the courtyard. I wish, you know what, I actually do have the video, it's somewhere in my history. Let me see if I can find it real quick, guys. I know, I always feel awkward when I have any periods of silence, when I'm on the air, but if you can bear with me for a moment, let me go to the video that I found that showed the fact that it was a set, and you'll see what I mean. Let me see. Okay. That's not it. Did they delete it? Did they delete it? I think they deleted it. They freaking deleted it. Oh, man. Oh, no. Here it is.
Biden doesn't give a lot of those.
Let me see. Is this it? Yes, I found it. I found it. Okay. Hold still. Let me go to the correct view, and you guys will see what I'm talking about. Okay. So this is only like 2 minutes long. I'm not going to make you suffer through the whole thing.
Our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. But history is common sense.
It's a republic, Joe. Okay, look. Okay, take a look here. Look, this, where my mouse is, this is the false building that Joe Biden walked out of. This is the real Independence Hall over here. This is a set. This whole thing is a set. All right? And maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I saw. Now, the reason I believed it to be a set initially is because I was seeing weird flashes coming from behind the bricks of this building. And maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I saw that, and then I saw this, and it did not seem like a real building to me.
Tell us an opportunity, liberty, and justice for all are most likely to come to pass in a democracy.
Okay. Anyways. So you tell me what you think. I've never been to Independence Hall. So if that's what it's supposed to look like, I don't think so. And I don't understand if it's a real brick building, then how you could have the flashes of light coming from behind it. That appeared to me to be a stage dressing with like a large tarp that was printed with bricks so that the flashes were coming from behind it. So I think the whole thing is fake. Whole thing is fake. Okay. More fake than the Jeep dealership. Oh, man. Okay. And let me make this a little bit smaller here. All right. So I wanted to... Let me go back over on the other side here to make sure that I'm not missing the rally. All right. So as you can see, we are still waiting for President Trump to take the stage. All right. Now, heading back over here to the news. Look at this, you guys. So remember that picture that the FBI put out of all of those documents supposedly found at President Trump's residence, Mar-a-Lago? They laid them out in such a manner so that they could make it look to America as if President Trump was just haphazardly handling all of these top secret and classified documents, top secret, confidential, secret, probably ones that were even more secret than that. And Mele. Oh, man. Okay. So it turns out that the FBI not only staged this photo, but they brought in fake documents, their own documents. Also, remember, I'm sure you guys saw the interpretations of the fact that this Time magazine cover was in here. This was definitely not an accident. Knock, knock. You've got the entirety of the deep state right here, just outside President Trump's window, knocking on his door. When you put that together with Dan Scavino posting the door with 45 on it, all of the signals, they knew this was coming. They absolutely knew this was going to happen. Black Mamba says, I don't know, Red Pill. It does look like Independence Hall. Look up pics and you will see the different angles. I've been there many times. I'm totally willing to accept that I'm wrong because I haven't been there. So you very well may be right. I'm not from Pennsylvania. Haven't been to. I've only driven through Pennsylvania. I've never been to Independence Hall. So, you know, maybe it was a fake dressing of what Independence Hall looks like. I don't know. But yes, all of these documents were declassified. And wouldn't you know? The Marines were definitely acting weird. So Emily UK says, "I miss you, Red Pill. Greetings, Lisa. MAGA is winning, mate. Yeah, we are. We're absolutely winning." I am a proud MAGA Republican, and we're also going to talk about the mainstream media's response to Joe Biden's speech. Absolutely stunning the direction they're taking on this. If it's not bad enough that nobody's watching their programs, nobody is going to give them any patronage in the future either. Okay, so This fake crime scene created at the Mar-a-Lago raid was created by the FBI adding their own documents to the scene and then doctoring the photo so that they could release it to the press and attempt to make President Trump look as if he was mishandling documents that had been classified as such. Now, obviously, as the President of the United States and as previously being mentioned, he completely declassified all of these things. I guess it's worth mentioning that we don't know exactly which documents were there, so we don't know that they all specifically pertain to Spygate and Russiagate. But if I had to guess, I would say President Trump probably had those documents, and they were all declassified. Now, the FBI is, and the intelligence community, they are attempting to make this argument that President Trump, put people in danger, okay? I continuously go back to Hillary Clinton, who was not the president, who maintained a private, unsecured server in the bathroom of her Chippewa, New York vacation home, which led to foreign governments tapping in, stealing secrets, still classified documents, top secret, special access program intelligence, documents that should not have been able to have been removed from a skiff. They were in Hillary Clinton's bathroom, okay? When she took a shower in the morning, the Chinese were accessing her server. That got all of the CIA agents in the Asia-Pacific region murdered, okay? Probably a whole bunch of contacts and human intelligence work that we had done over the years. All those people dead only because Hillary Clinton had a private bathroom server. She wanted a faster, easier way to access all those documents. She's obviously going the same route as Joe Biden with a slightly different cerebral deficit. Probably what's that Kuru? She's probably got Kuru. Mm. So let's continue taking a look at this stuff. Okay, so obviously the FBI wanted to make it look like a crime scene. Okay, they were able to. Oh, this is Applebaum. He was able to get a look here. Secret, Orcon, U.S. Gov, no foreign, I believe that is. White House, Washington, limited access, August 26, 2018. Obviously, any of these dates, I think, would be important to go and look at. Maybe look at some of the deltas. Secret, SCI, contains sensitive compartmented information. This is a cover sheet for classified information. All individuals having the information are forced to protect it from unauthorized access. The whole thing was fake. The whole thing was staged. We can take a look here. I mean, it was obvious that they had edited this photograph because they added in all these boxes so that you couldn't see what the actual content of the documents was. It gets worse than that, guys. Take a look at this. There was another report that I saw that said that the FBI actually brought in their own stuff. Like, none of those documents were there. The whole thing was a setup. It was staged. And then this is what Bill Barr had to say. I know that people are going to have an argument in the chat about whether or not Bill Barr is a good guy or a bad guy. What's important to me is the optics of these situations. Because let's say Bill Barr is a good guy. He's playing a role. What's important is the optics of what he's doing and saying and how that affects the mindset of people who are not fully read in on everything that's happening. If Bill Barr makes a comment disparaging President Trump that riles up MAGA Republicans and activates them to do something, to learn more, to get involved, I think that's fine, okay? Bill Barr is not in the United States government. Anything that he does or says doesn't truly have any bearing on me or my daily business or President Trump, and it gives President Trump this opportunity to respond. And you know, when President Trump responds, when he smacks it on the table, it always is a good time. So let's go ahead and take a look. Bill Barr defended Joe Biden and the regime's raid of Mar-a-Lago. He said, I think for them to take in things to the current point, they probably have pretty good evidence. People say this was unprecedented. Well, it's also unprecedented for a president to take all this classified information and put them in a country club. He lives in a country club. Okay? How many millions of documents did Barack Obama have? I think President Trump said something like 52 million pages or something like that. So the only unprecedented action taking place here is the raiding of a president, of a former president, somebody and their private residence, by a current regime that is doing everything they can to attempt to destroy that man, that same president, stop him from coming back. The unprecedented nature is the investigation, the nonstop 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week persecution of a president and the raiding of their home. So now the precedent has been set that when President Trump returns, when any Republican takes power in America again, we have the precedent to go after these former heads of state and make them pay for all the illegal things they did while they were in office. So I am good with it. As angry as it makes me to know that President Trump had to go through this, I think there's a reason. I'm looking at the rally right now, guys. I've got it live on the screen right next to me. Here we go. Let's take a listen to what they're saying.
The whole place is on fire right now, and we are so glad that you're joining us. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay, so let's go ahead and switch here, guys. Let's go ahead and switch back to the rally. Let's see. Generally, when President Trump is about to come out, his channel goes live. Right now, it's still just a black screen. It looks like. Hang on. Let's go to the moment right now that we're in. It wouldn't surprise me if Bill Barr is a CIA stoolie. You know, Bill Barr doesn't have to be a good guy for President Trump to use him. I mean, if you take...
Inflation, record levels. Businesses, they can't find employees.
Martin Moylan, and we got great labor leaders here, too.
A southern border, well, that's an unmitigated disaster. Violent crime is rising in almost every major city in this country.
I was going to put him...
Russia is hacking critical supply lines each and every month. China is openly now threatening the United States.
True international of a depression.
There's, you know, there to be...
Now this administration is unraveling far faster than we even expected.
Oh, I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Savage.
Please welcome the 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. From Pennsylvania, your president, Donald John Trump.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA. Where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget.
no shame in loving your country, guys. USA. 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 Bring it, POTUS.
Well, thank you very much, and hello, Pennsylvania. Hello. I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible Commonwealth with the thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots that I have gotten to know so well. 2 months from now, the people of Pennsylvania are going to fire the radical left Democrats, and you are going to elect Doug Mastriano as your next governor.
Doug Mastriano, bringing it home.
And you are going to send my friend Oz. Oz. He is a great guy. To the U.S. Senate, you're going to elect an amazing slate of true America First Republicans to Congress, and we are going to end the Nancy Pelosi political career, the Biden political career. We're going to end it. Our country's going to hell. Our country is going to hell. This election is a referendum on skyrocketing inflation, rampant crime, soaring murders, crushing gas prices, millions and millions of illegal aliens pouring across our border, race and gender indoctrination, perverting our schools, and above all, this election is a referendum on the corruption and extremism of Joe Biden and the radical Democrat Party. If you want to stop this destruction of America, you must vote Republican. You got to get out and vote.
Get out and vote, guys.
As you know, this week, Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president, vilifying 75 million citizens plus another probably 75 to 150, if we want to be accurate about it, as threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right? I think Philadelphia was a great choice to make this speech of hatred and anger. His speech was hatred and anger. By the way, the next morning he forgot what he said. You saw that. They asked him about, oh, I didn't think I said that, did I? Oh, no. How'd you like the red lighting behind him like the devil?
Yeah! Call it out!
But Philadelphia was a great choice because the city is being devastated under Democrat rule. Devastated. Hate to tell you, we love Pennsylvania. I went to school in Philadelphia. What's happening to Philadelphia? 14 people were shot last weekend in Philadelphia. 14. And the fake news will go out and check. Oh, that's a lot of fake news. Whoa. That's a lot of fake news. Oh. Well, they'll go out and check the facts. 4 people were killed last weekend. At one point last month, 7 people were shot in the span of just 71 minutes, Philadelphia. This year in Philadelphia has already seen more than 1,400 people shot, including numerous beautiful little children. Last year, the city set an all-time murder record with 560 homicides, and it's on track to shatter that record again in 2022, numbers that nobody's ever seen other than in some other Democrat-run cities. Armed robberies in Philadelphia are up 62%. Doug, you have to take care of this. You have to take care of this. And on, Oz Doug. Will send you the goods. Oz, send him the goods. You know what the goods are? Lots of police officers. That's what the goods are. Just recently announced, retail theft is up 59% from last year.
Holy jeez.
There have been more than 750 carjackings this year. Anybody have a nice car? Because you're not going to have it long. More than triple the average for 2010 to 2019, and it's heading way up, heading up in other cities that are run by Democrats also. Instead of trying to demonize half of the population, Biden and congressional Democrats should focus on stopping the killing and the bloodshed in Philadelphia and every other Democrat-run city in America.
Democrats
where record
got blood
death
in their hands.
And destruction.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Is taking place every single day. Biden thinks making America great again is bad for our country. Do you believe it? That was in
no.
his speech.
MAGA. No, he's wrong.
MAGA, he says we've got to stop MAGA. That's when I defined it, because I don't think he knows what it meant. It means make America great again. We have to stop it. Stop MAGA. Stop. Make America great again. He thinks making America great again is a threat to our country. No, making America great again is great for our country. Great.
That's right. MAGA is the future. Biden is the past.
There's only one party that's waging war on American democracy by censoring free speech, criminalizing dissent. You see that happening. Disarming law-abiding citizens, issuing lawless mandates and unconstitutional orders, imprisoning political protesters. That's what they're doing. Rigging elections, weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI like never, ever before.
Boo.
And raiding and breaking into the homes of their political opponents. I wonder who that could be. Republicans in the MAGA movement are not the ones trying to undermine our democracy. We are the ones trying to save our democracy. Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right.
That's
not
right.
From the right.
Radical left is the one destroying
this
America.
This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
We're going to peacefully take back America. Me too, awaken, Mom.
There could be no more vivid example of the very real threats from American freedom than just a few weeks ago, you saw it, when we witnessed one of the most shocking abuses of power by any administration in American history. The shameful raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, was a travesty of justice that made a mockery of America's laws, traditions, and principles before the entire world. The entire world was watching, and they're shocked. They're shocked. South American countries, numerous of them, their leaders said, could you imagine if that was ever done in our country, what the United States would be saying about us? The Biden administration invaded the home of their chief political opponent, who is absolutely destroying him and everyone else in the polls, I hate to say it. Even including the Republicans, but we love the Republicans. On a phony pretext, getting permission from a highly political magistrate who they handpicked late in the evening just days before the break-in and trampled upon my rights and civil liberties as if our country that we love so much were a third world nation. We're like a third world nation. They rifled through the First Lady's closet drawers and everything else. And even did a deep and ugly search of the room of my 16-year-old son.
Oh, my God. Even Barron.
Leaving everything they touched in far different condition than it was when they started. Can you believe it? The FBI and the Justice Department have become vicious monsters controlled by radical left scoundrels, lawyers, and the media who tell them what to do, you people right there, and when to do it. They're trying to silence me, and more importantly, they are trying to silence you, but we will not be silenced, right?
USA. USA. Think about it. This is the first raid since Biden's speech. The first rally
since
the
raid. We will never stop speaking the truth. We have no choice because we're not going to have a country left.
Nope.
The evil and malice of this demented persecution of you and me should be obvious to all, and it is. Even media companies that are pretty far left have come out and said, we can't believe this is happening in the USA. We are being assaulted by the same group at the FBI and DOJ that just a few years ago declared no reasonable prosecutor would charge crooked Hillary Clinton after she set up a secret illegal server.
Yep.
To hide her family's pay-for-play schemes,
woo!
Crammed it full of classified information, allowed it to be plundered by foreign hackers, you know that happened, and then deleted, acid-washed, 30,000 emails, think of that, 30,000 emails, and what else did she do? Boom, with a hammer, smashed her phone systems to smithereens. After receiving the highest level of subpoena from the U.S. Congress. Think of that. Think of that. Yet now these same people, the exact same people, are sending the FBI storming through the home of their number one political rival. It's a disgrace like possibly never before. Our country's never seen anything like it. They talk about documents not being properly stored, yet they go in and take documents, dump them on the floor, stage a photo shoot, and pretend that I had done it, like I had put them all over the floor.
Liars.
They took that back after a lot of prodding. Then they put out for public consumption a picture which is seen all over the world. This is what they do. It's called disinformation. These are very dishonest, sick people.
They're sick people. Sick.
Americans are sick of the lies, sick of the hoaxes and scams, and above all, sick of the hypocrisy. But our opponents have badly miscalculated. This egregious abuse of the law is going to produce a backlash the likes of which nobody has ever seen before.
Okay, check out the Amish guy right next to the biker in the jean vest. He's got another buddy next to him. You'll see, he's only got a beard. He's wearing
suspenders. Before our very eyes, our beloved country is being taken over by the very people who turned democracies into dictatorships and into, ultimately, ruination. They think they can divide us, but they can't.
Nope.
Can't divide us.
We're too strong.
They can't divide us. The MAGA movement is the greatest in the history of our country.
Amen. Amen. You can't defeat MAGA.
And maybe in the history of the world, maybe in the history of the world, in any event, we have no choice. We are trying to save our country because such bad things are happening to our beautiful, beloved America. We will make America great again. I will never turn my back on you.
We love you, POTUS.
And you will never turn your back on me because we love our nation. And we will save our nation from people who are trying to destroy it. It was not just my home that was raided last month. It was the hopes and dreams of every citizen who I've been fighting for since the moment I came down the golden escalator.
Yes.
In 2015, wanting to represent the people, wanting to stop the massive corruption of our country, and determined to finally, in this world, put America first. I want to put America first. And we did. We did. We did. There's never been a period of time, both before COVID or the China virus, as we say, and after COVID. From that moment on, I became the enemy of the Washington swamp. For 6 years, the radical Democrat Party, the rhinos, the media, and the deep state have tried relentlessly to stop me and you. First, they fabricated the Russia scam. You saw it was a total fabrication. Now they all admit it. Then we had impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and now these same exact people at Justice and the FBI, the same people, along with outside scum, are at it again with the horrific raid of my home. They just go on and on, and they have to be stopped. We have to spend time on our country, not on defending ourselves against scams. Thank you. Think of it about Russia and the Mueller. No collusion, right? Came in, no collusion. That was your decision after 2.5 years, no collusion. I could have told them that after the first hour, and they could have said that because they had the laptop from hell, which had everything, so they knew immediately. But it went on. But think of this, you know, and I tell this story on occasion, very seldom, because it's too sad to tell. But I tell this story because it's very important. Russia was a hoax. It was developed by Hillary Clinton and a group of people, small group around a kitchen table, a way of explaining why she lost an election that a lot of people thought she would win, because the Democrats have an advantage in elections because of a lot of things aside from the fact they cheat like hell.
Dirty bastards.
So when they lost, Hillary Clinton and her people and guys like Adam Shifty Schiff, Watermelon Head, he's a watermelon head. But no dummy. But think of this. Think how bad they are. Think how evil they are. You're all fathers and your mothers and your children of great people, and all of the people are represented here. Think how bad they are. They make up a story that's false. It's now been admitted to be false. The FBI is the last one to tell us that. But it's now admitted, even in the newspapers, even by the people back there, they will not fight it. They make up. Now think of this. But think of this. So they make up a story about Russia. Just so you know, I was tougher in Russia than any president by far. I'm the one that stopped Nord Stream 2, the pipeline. I'm the one that did the big sanctions. And I guarantee you one thing. Putin was not going into Ukraine. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you. Nobody was tougher than me, but I also got along with them. And that's a good thing. You know, getting along with other countries is a good thing, not a bad thing. But think of it. So they make up a story, Russia, Russia, Russia. It was made up so that when they lost, they could say, it was Russia. I'm saying, what the hell did Russia have to do with it? It was Russia. Okay. So Adam Schiff knows it's a fake story. He made it up with other people. They know it's a fake. And I see Adam Schiff go solemnly to the microphones in the Capitol building and stand there so sad and say, Donald Trump Jr. will be going to prison because of what he did with Russia. Now think of it. He knows the story's a scam. He knows the story's a fake. And he wants my son, who's a good kid, he wants my son to go to prison over something that they made up that they know is a phony story and has now been, as they say, fully debunked. In other words, it was a totally, and he's standing before microphones with many of those people standing there, and they can't get enough, saying that my son is going to prison. And I then call my son. I say, Don, are you okay? What's going on? What's going on? Think of this if you're a parent. Think of it. My son's going to prison on something that they made, which is a total hoax. These are bad people. They're trying to destroy our country. And we can't let it go on any longer because we have too much work to do.
These people are sick. These people are evil.
Whether through activist attorney generals, these state attorney generals, if I fly over a state, they send me before a grand jury. There's Trump, he's up there. Let's see, what can we do with a grand jury? I've been going through this for 6 years now. Local Democrat DAs, county prosecutors, congressional committees or federal agencies, the radical Democrats are engaging in a desperate attempt to keep me from returning to the White House where they know I will clean this mess up again.
Clean it all up, Don. We need to go hard. We need to clean up this mess. These sick, evil, illegal perpetrators of tyranny. Clean it up. Gitmo.
They want to stop us from completing our mission to bring back American values, secure America's borders. Millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. Nobody has any idea where they're from. Last month, 129 countries were represented. They're emptying their prisons into the United States of America.
We got to fill those prisons up with these traitors.
They know we'll continue to fix America's trade deals, continue to lower taxes. Nobody gave tax decreases like Trump, bigger than the Reagan cuts. And lower regulations that created all of those jobs, defend and protect our police and our military. We have to protect our police. You know, our police want to protect us. They're stymied from doing it. We have to protect our police.
Make the guilty pay.
They know we're going to reclaim our energy independence. We're going to save our Second Amendment, which is under siege.
2A, baby.
We build our manufacturing base just like I was doing. In other words, they know that we're going to make America great again. You know, we had a different saying because after we did so well, we were all set. And we had a statement, remember, keep America great. But after they destroyed it, I'd love to use it. But I must say, there's nothing like MAGA.
You got to go back to MAGA.
I don't know, Doug.
The Dems destroyed it.
Tag wasn't the same as MAGA. Tag. Keep America great. The problem I had, though, wasn't the fact that CAG can't compete with MAGA. The real problem I had that we can't use the word keep America great because they've destroyed our country.
It's true.
So we can't keep it great because it's not great right now. Our country is a laughingstock. Our leaders are a laughingstock. You know, we just sent another $13 billion to Ukraine. That gets us close to $80 billion. Now, well, it angers me more for a different reason. It would have never happened before. Putin knew. He wouldn't have done it. He said, Vladimir, you're not going to do that, Vladimir.
Vladimir.
He knew that. He knew it. He knew it. But he did it. As soon as the election was rigged and it was considered over, I don't know if it's ever going to end if you look at what's gone on, because more and more facts are coming out, like the FBI with Facebook the other day. Can you believe? But you know what? Our country, it would have been so inappropriate to say keep America great, because who the hell wants to keep our country the way it is right now? I don't. But together we have easily beaten every single witch hunt in the past. Think of that. But the time and the money and the effort it takes. And now we will likewise do that in the future if they continue their craziness and if they don't stop. They don't stop. That's all they're good at is disinformation. They put out disinformation. You know, what I heard about Russia was right after I came down that beautiful golden escalator. First lady, I said, you'll be a great first lady. She has been a great first lady. She's been a great first lady. They love our first lady. But people would come up to me. This was right at the beginning. And right after the escalator ride, the people go, sure, do you know anything about Russia? No, young guys come up, beautiful staffers. There are a lot of them here right now and here all over the place that just came up to me. You won Pennsylvania by a lot, sir. That's right. You're right about that. Doug, I think at 9 o'clock in the evening, we were 950,000 votes up with 73% of the vote cast. All of a sudden, around 3:02 or something, the equipment closed down. It all closed down. And then you had that massive spike. Remember the spike that went to heaven and came back? It should have gone to hell and come back. And all of a sudden, we were tied. And then all of a sudden, we lost by a whisper. A rigged election. But the people would come up. Some of them are here. Sir, sir. It's such an honor to meet you, sir. Sir, could I ask you a question? Yeah, what is it? Do you know anything about Russia? Say, no, not really. I know probably less than you know. But I have a lot of common sense, and I know how to defend our country. And I'll end up being friendly with them, and we'll do just fine. Then a month later, another one came up. Hello, Uncle Sam. Look at it. Stand up, Uncle Sam. Great people.
Great people. Then a month later, another young person came up, a little naive, and said, and I, it was very, actually it was cute. He said, "Oh, sir, it's such an honor." We talked for a couple of minutes. He said, "Sir, can I ask you one question that's been bothering me?" "Yeah, what is it?" "Do you know anything about Russia?" And then again and again, and after about five or six times, "Do you know anything about Russia?" I looked at my people, my top people that are a little older. I said, "What the hell is going on with Russia?" This is all I knew. What was going on? It was a scam. And we took 2.5 years to win. But all of that time and effort and money and the corruption and the people that were in charge of that scam are horrible. And they're the same people that we have now. They never leave. They never leave. And if we would have had an attorney general with courage instead of somebody that was afraid to be impeached, "Sir, I don't want to be impeached," we would have gotten to the bottom of it very quickly. And we've been waiting for Durham for a long time. Durham, please come in and give us your work, please. Durham, Durham, we got to get Durham going here. But this battle is not about me. This is a struggle for the very fate of our republic. Our movement is fighting against a corrupt group of unelected tyrants who believe they can wield absolute power over you with the help of a willing and very corrupt media.
The corrupt mainstream media. Evil. Evil.
They think the deep state, not the citizens, should be the true masters of this country. On our watch, we will never let that happen, and we will never let it happen, even though we're going to be gone. We're going to set this country up so strong and so powerfully that we may not be here, at least some of the older ones, and I love you all, but we're going to have the country set up properly, like it was before the COVID came in, before the China dust came in, and even after we hand it off, where we had a higher stock market, because we did it twice, but we had a higher stock market on January 20th than we did. Think of it, the so-called handoff. I hate to even use the term. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous to have to use that term. But the handoff, we handed it off. The market was higher than it was just prior to COVID coming into our country. We did an incredible job. An incredible job. But we have no choice in 2022 and 2024. We have to smash the grip of this vile and vindictive political class. We have to clean house in Washington, D.C., and we have to restore government for the people.
Amen. Clean up that failed and corrupt establishment. The Democrat dictators, the wretched rhinos. We the people.
And if we do not, our republic and indeed our country will be destroyed, and we will never be able to do what is called a comeback. You won't be able to do it. It'll never come back again. It's so fragile, you know? It's so fragile. You will never bring it back again. You remember in the campaign, I used to say, if these people get in, we're going to end up with Venezuela on steroids. I said it many, many times. I never thought it was much of a possibility, but I never knew people could cheat like that. Not like that. Last week, he's a weirdo, Mark Zuckerberg came to the White House, kissed my ass. Kissed my ass. "Sir, I'd love to have dinner. Sir, I'd love to have dinner. I'd love to bring my lovely wife." "All right, Mark, come on in. Sir, you're number one on Facebook. I'd like to congratulate you." "Oh, thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it." Weirdo Mark Zuckerberg confessed that in 2020, the FBI went to Facebook and the media and gave them the false narrative that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, even though they knew that was not true. So they went and they said it was Russian disinformation. By the way, the guy that came in with that stuff just got fired. He perk-walked. He was perk-walked out of the FBI on Friday. Not
bye, Tebow. So long, Timmy.
But that doesn't help us and the election of 2020, does it? That doesn't help us. They perp walked him because of all the things he did, so many more than what we're even talking about. The FBI made it clear that they did not want the truth about the criminality and influence peddling of the Biden family coming out before the election, because that would hurt the chances of Joe Biden, who virtually never left his basement, winning the election. You know, he came to Philadelphia, as you know. You know how many people they had? Almost nobody showed up. And we have a lot of people in this place.
Joe Biden's going to win a participation trophy.
And a lot of people. And we're not even talking about all the people outside that couldn't get in because you have better real estate, right? We got a lot of people outside watching. I hope they're watching the big, we put screens up outside. You know, this place, I think it holds 12,000 people, so we sold out in about 15 seconds. And I said, what are we going to do for the people that can't get in? That's why a lot of times I like fields, because fields, you can just keep having them come. In Alabama, we had 66,000 people. Think of this. Outside of Houston, Texas, we had 89,000 people show up. Think of it. But what the FBI did was corruption and election interference on a scale that we have never seen before in our country. According to pollsters, it made a 10 to 20 point difference, not even including all of the other totally determinative evidence of illegality that was found having to do with the 2020 presidential election scam, including ballot stuffing and not adhering to the laws, rules, and regulations of state legislatures, which is totally illegal. They just did whatever they wanted to do. And frankly, Republicans locally that ran things in a lot of states should be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely ashamed.
Should be ashamed of themselves. And a guy like Mitch McConnell, who allowed this stuff to happen, should be scorned. He should be scorned. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being destroyed by people who got into office through cheating and through fraud. Now watch. The cameras will all turn off as soon as I say that, because they're not allowed to put that on. The cameras. They'll all turn off. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. You know why? But Republican leadership just doesn't fight because in many cases they are intimidated and they're afraid. They're actually afraid. Republicans must get tougher and stronger and fast.
Yes, immediately. I've been saying this for years. We look weak. We allow the Democrats to get away with this garbage. We allow the deep state to subjugate us.
By the way, I'll tell you a guy that fought.
Get tough.
In fact, that's why he's here today as your nominee. Doug Mastriano.
He fought. Colonel?
He fought. But he was dealing with rhinos and all sorts of crap. But Doug, you fought like very few people fought. That's really why he's here, because everybody saw that he fought. You know, after people figured it out, they all ran on the basis of, we're going to stop. But they were not there. He was there at the beginning. And the people understood it. So it's a big deal.
Thank you, Doug.
And by the way, I saw a poll today, Doug, that you're tied or up 1 point.
Doug is going to win.
Just so you know, again, all they do well is cheat on elections and use disinformation. So when he's running, he's got a big base, and he won by a lot. He won by even more when I endorsed him, but that's okay. But he won by a lot. And you know what? They said, this guy Shapiro, who's a lightweight, they said the following. They saw he was going to win. He was doing well. He was way up, and he had a big base, and they don't like that. So what do? The one we really want to run against is Doug Mastriano. That's the one. Well,
They say that on every time they have somebody that's going to kick their ass, they go out and they say, the one we want to run against, the one person they didn't want to run against is Doug Mastriano. It's disinformation. True. I kept hearing it. I'd be out. I'd see the people going crazy for Doug, for his incredible wife. But it's true.
Lock her up. Lock her up.
True. He was right there from the beginning, day one. He had to fight the Republicans and the Democrats. He had to fight people. American elections should be determined only by the American people. And that did not happen in 2020. And I'm just talking FBI, but there are many, many other things. We won't go into it. The Mar-a-Lago raid was a desperate effort to distract from Joe Biden's record of misery and failure. The many disasters that our country and the world are now suffering would never, ever have happened if I was in the White House. You all know that. All of this
absolutely
stuff wouldn't have happened.
Absolutely.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our country in less than 2 years. They could not have done it. 2 years ago, when I was in office, gas was $1.87 a gallon.
Oh, the good old days, the good old days.
And we weren't talking about going to all electric cars, which are twice as expensive. Oh. I mean, the problem is, a friend of mine wanted to do something for the environment. He went out and bought an electric car. And he made a certain trip. I won't say from where. Kentucky. I won't say from where. And he's a good person. He wants to do what's well. Now he understands. Not so good. And he bought an electric car, and he made the trip often from Kentucky to Washington, and he made it, and he'd drive down and put the car away and drive back. He was getting like 38 miles a gallon, and it was fine. And then he goes to hybrids and all the other things they can do. But he wanted to go all electric because he wants to save our country, wants to save the atmosphere. And he called me. He said, I'm exhausted. Why? He said, this damn trip took me forever. I'd drive for 2 hours and then I'd have to have my car charged. And in two cases, I couldn't find a place to charge it, but even if I could, it took me more time to charge the damn car than I could spend in it driving.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
He said it took me 2.5 times. Please, please, let's get rid of this stuff. Please. And you see in California, you see what's happening there where they're going all electric cars. Number one, people can't afford them. Number two, the batteries are made all in China. All the earth, the rare earth comes out of China.
Ooh.
And interesting, we have all the gas and the gasoline. When it's refined, we have it all right under our, we don't have any of the other stuff. And if we did, our environmentalists wouldn't let us take it. It all comes out of China and a little bit in the Congo, which has, guess who controls the Congo? China.
China.
We play right into their hands. You see where I'm getting a lot of great press? Because I told Germany, don't make a deal with Russia on the pipeline. And they said, oh, that's so funny. I actually sent, during a meeting, G7, I sent Angela Merkel, a white flag of surrender. She said, Donald, but why do you send me this white flag? I said, Angela, because you're going to surrender. 75% of your energy is coming from Russia. If you look back over the decades, Russia and Germany haven't done too well together. When there's a war, when there's a problem, they'll just turn off Nord Stream 2 and Angela. You're not going to be able to defend yourselves. Oh, that will never happen. Well, that was about 2 years ago. The only thing, I never thought it was going to happen this fast. And now they're giving me great. Remember, I made the speech at the United Nations. And the German delegation was all smiling. They thought it was so funny. They're not smiling now. He said it better than me. They're not smiling now.
Oh.
But now gas is $5 and $6 and $7. And it's going to be going up. Think of it. And they bragged because it came down slightly. You know, it came down about 42 cents. We actually had it down at one point to $1.42. Remember that? But I had to get it a little up. We had to let the oil companies make a couple of bucks. I didn't want to wipe out the oil companies. But what's happened is one of the big reasons for inflation is what this guy has done with energy, because energy is so all-encompassing. It's so big. With the help of Pennsylvania energy workers, did you get screwed or what? Remember, I told you they were going to do this to you. He lied during the debate. He said, no, no, I would never do that. The first thing he did practically was end the Keystone Pipeline, right? That was like the first thing he did. And, you know, all those workers voted for me, but the head of the union voted for I wonder, is he still the head? Check it out. He ought to be fired real fast. The Keystone Pipeline would have been great. A lot of jobs and would have done a good job. With the help of Pennsylvania energy workers, under my leadership, we had American energy independence for the first time ever. Ever. And within a short period of time, we would have been energy dominant. We would have been bigger than Russia and Saudi Arabia combined times two. And now we're beggars. We're like a beggar nation. We gave you, think of that, we're energy beggars. We would have been bigger than everybody combined, the biggest energy suppliers combined times two. We're going to be energy dominant, and now we're beggars. We gave you the largest tax cuts and regulation cuts in American history. The radical Democrat Congress just passed one of the largest tax hikes in American history, pulverizing the middle class. And now you have the privilege of having 87,000 IRS agents go after you. And they've actually been approved. I'd never heard of this one. They got approved to carry guns so they can go after you with guns. You know, they don't want to have guns, but it's okay for the IRS. It's like an army. Can you imagine that that was approved, that they allowed that to get through? And all Mitch McConnell had to do is waive the debt ceiling. I'm not approving anything having to do with debt ceiling unless you drop all this crap. $4 trillion worth, because Manchin folded like a dog. You saw that. And I always said he would. I told you he would. He did. And West Virginia, which voted for me, 45 points. I was up 45 points. West Virginia is not happy with Joe Manchin because he killed coal and they put taxes on coal. Clean, beautiful coal. He killed it. I can't imagine he's going to do well. I don't know what the hell got to him. Under the Trump administration, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world with no inflation. Biden and the Democrat Congress created the worst inflation in 50 years, 9.1%, and it's going to go a lot higher. And now they are making it worse with their immoral plan to wipe out hundreds of billions of dollars of debt for college graduates. Now think of this. How unfair is it? How unfair is it to all of those people, many of you are here, that paid and worked so hard? I saw they were doing a story about Pocahontas. That's Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. And this big, strong guy came up to her, really a good-looking guy. And he looks at her and goes, well, what's going on with this debt? You want to cancel the debt? I've been working my ass off for 12 years, he said. Almost got my daughter's debt paid off. I worked weekends, 12 years. My neighbor, he's my friend, but he hasn't worked at all. And now the debt's going to be canceled, but I worked. This is unfair. And then he was not too nice after that, so we'll forget what he said. But he was not too happy. But you can multiply that times millions and millions of people. They paid for it on the backs of hardworking citizens, and they're raising your taxes. Remember this, you don't realize it. You're getting the biggest tax increase in history. It's all disinformation. They're saying under 400,000. You're getting the biggest tax increase in the history of our country. So enjoy paying it. And you know what it's paying for? Things like that. But the Green New Deal, which is like taking the money and throwing it out the window. And it's actually worse. It's actually like taking the money and destroying our country.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sets us back. Just like Germany. You know, Germany's back to building and opening its plants because they got so screwed up with their green new energy. They got carried away. Windmills all over the place, killing all the birds, destroying all the values of homes, destroying the plains and fields, beautiful plains. If you want to see a dead bird cemetery, go under a windmill sometime. It's not a pretty sight. It's also the single most expensive form of energy you can get. And all of those big giant turbines are built in China and Germany to a lesser extent. I rebuilt our military, including our nuclear capability, and hope to God we never have to use it. And the creation of Space Force. Do you see what they're doing with Iran? Iran was dying to make a deal with me. I would have had a deal done within 1 week after the election. And now we're going to pay them hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're going to have nuclear weapons within a short period of time. These people are crazy. They can't be stupid. They must hate our country. They must hate our country.
It's
they
true.
Surrendered our strength and our wisdom, our everything. They turned Afghanistan into the greatest humiliation our country has ever seen. I believe it was the most humiliating time that our country's ever gone through. 13 dead soldiers, but they never mentioned those soldiers who lost their legs and arms and face. They were obliterated. Nobody talks about them, and there were many. Nobody talks about them. We left American citizens behind, and we left $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the entire world, planes and tanks and goggles. 700,000 rifles and AK-47s. We left it all behind. Think of this. 70,000 vehicles. There's not a used car lot in the country that has probably 500 vehicles. 70,000 vehicles we left behind. Some of those vehicles cost millions of dollars because they're armor plated with 6 inches of steel. We left it all behind. I built much of it because I rebuilt our entire military. We left, think of it, $85 billion worth of military equipment. And you know, I saw a number the other day. The second largest arms dealer in the entire world is Afghanistan. Because they're selling, because they don't need 700,000 rifles and guns. 700,000. They need 40,000 or 20,000. What were we thinking? You don't take the military out first. And remember this in Afghanistan. 18 months, we didn't lose one soldier. You heard the numbers on Philadelphia? 18 months. I spoke to Abdul. I said, Abdul, don't do it, Abdul.
Don't do it, Abdul.
Don't do it. But why, sir? Why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, Abdul, that's a different story. Don't do it. And we were fine. Remember they said, why is he speaking to the Taliban? Because that's where the problem was, right? That's where the problem was. 18 months. And Biden actually said it a couple of months ago. Well, I'll say one thing. We didn't lose one soldier in 18 months. And they're screaming at him, you don't take it back. You're not supposed to say that because it's good. We didn't lose a soldier in 18 months. They were so afraid. They didn't want anything. We could have gotten out. I wanted to get out more than anybody. I'm the one that got it down to 2,000. But also, we should have kept Bagram because of China. Bagram Air Base cost billions and billions of dollars years ago to build. It's 1 hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons. We should have never left without keeping Bagram. What a shame. The most humiliating time. I believe, actually, that probably Putin went in because when he saw the incompetence of that, he said, this is going to be easier than I thought. And now we have a war between Russia and Ukraine with potentially hundreds of thousands and even millions of people are going to die. That would have never happened if I was your president. It would have never happened. I promise you. I talked to him. Vladimir, you can't do that. Can't do it, Vladimir. Those beautiful golden turrets in Moscow, Vladimir, I want to leave them alone, please. You can't do it, Vladimir. He would never have done it. He would never have done it. He said, well, I sort of believe you because you actually did kill me on Nord Stream 2. Nobody thought that was possible. I ended North. Can you imagine? Biden came in and he opened up the pipeline. I ended it. Then he said, oh, Trump was soft on Russia. I was soft. The only one that doesn't think that is Putin. He didn't think I was too soft with the sanctions. But think of it. The biggest deal they've ever done is Nord Stream 2 that nobody ever heard of until I came along. They were building this massive pipeline. Nobody ever heard of Nord Stream 2 until I came along. We created the safest border in United States history. We ended catch and release. We deported record numbers of illegal aliens, gang members, and we built hundreds and hundreds of miles of border wall despite 2.5 years of Democrat-inspired lawsuits. We had 11 lawsuits. I won every one of them. Took 2.5 years to win. And, you know, we completely finished our original plan for the wall. And they came to me, sir, we have some other sections. I said, let's do it. Come on, let's go fast. Then we added much more wall, 200 miles, and we almost got that finished on top of what we did. And I figured that this guy would finish it up, and he didn't. Not only didn't he finish, when Texas wanted to use the stuff that was sitting there ready to be erected, it was going to be erected very effectively, great wall. It's exactly what Border Patrol wanted. I said, what do you want? This is exactly. They want steel. They wanted concrete. They wanted a rebar, heavy set rebar. They wanted exactly. And they have to be able to see through so we see what's happening on the other side. I wanted to just give a nice, big, beautiful concrete plank, but they didn't want that. So we gave them exactly what they wanted. And it could have been finished in a few weeks. And not only didn't they give this free to Texas, where Texas could have put it up, they actually took it away and put it in a secure area where nobody can take it. That's just a terrible thing. 3 weeks was all it would have taken to complete the job. Our country is paying a terrible price for the rigged election. I ran twice, I won twice, and did much better the second time than I did the first. Getting millions and millions more votes in 2020 than we got in 2016.
You know that.
Doug knows that. We got millions of more votes. I tell people, yeah, oh, what a great job you did. I was being interviewed by this fake news reporter. And he said, what happened in 2020? I said, well, we did much better, actually. We got millions more votes. We got the largest number of votes of any sitting president in history. They said, you know, I never thought of it that way. I said, why don't you start thinking about that way? Got a rigged election. And likewise, getting more votes than, think of it. There's never been a president, a sitting president, got anywhere near. I think we got like 10 million more votes than Obama got. Obama, you know. So popular. He's so popular. They say he's so handsome. Oh, Obama's so handsome. He's such a great speaker. What does he say? He says nothing. And we're leading Biden and everyone else, including the Republicans, by record numbers in the polls. So I may just have to do it again. You'll be staying tuned. May have to do it again. You hear that, Oz? Do it again. May just have to do it again. But first, we have to win a historic victory for the Republican Party this November. Among our highest priorities must be to end the nightmare Joe Biden and congressional Democrats have created on our southern border, a nightmare. Remember this, we had the strongest, best border we ever had 2 years ago. Now we have the worst border. I believe it's worse than any border anywhere in the world because no third world country would let people come into their country the way we have. Right here in Pennsylvania last year, two illegal alien criminals allegedly brutalized and bludgeoned a man to death on a busy street corner. In Chester County, an illegal alien stands accused of grabbing a 33-year-old woman by the hair, pulling her down and around the ground, and stabbing her to death in front of her 7-year-old daughter and her 3-year-old son.
Sick.
And just a few weeks ago, an illegal alien murderer was charged with shooting to death a 76-year-old man from Pennsylvania. He took a walk every morning, and this guy killed him for no reason whatsoever. Didn't know him. Didn't know him. Didn't do anything. Just wanted to kill him. The radical Democrat Congress has turned our country into one giant sanctuary for dangerous criminal aliens. We protect all of the criminals. We don't protect our own people. In fact, they raid our people. In the Republican Party, we believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens who love America.
Right? Protect America, protect America.
If we're going to make America great again, our first task is to make America safe again. We have to have a safe country.
Yes.
We have to have a safe country. And you know, I told you before I love the fields, but I like these better because the air conditioning system. But this air conditioning is not working too well. It's about 100 degrees up here. I'm sweating like a dog, but I'll call Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, am I okay, doctor? Am I okay? He says yes. He says yes. You know, I was on a show years ago. And Dr. Oz, I'm going to introduce him in a second. But I was at a show years ago, and he did, like, an examination of me. I don't know what the hell he did the show for. I wasn't, like, even a politician at that point. But he did an examination, and the word said, he's extremely healthy, really a very, very fine, fit man, but he should lose 20 or 25 pounds. I was so angry I didn't speak to him for you. Remember that? He said he was great, but he could lose a couple of pounds. He's great. He's going to be great. Under Democrat control, the streets of our great cities are drenched in the blood of innocent victims. Much of this crime is caused by drug dealers who, during the course of their lives, will kill an average of 500 American citizens. Every drug dealer is responsible, and that doesn't include what they've done to families of people that haven't died, but families that are just devastated by what happened to their children and to themselves. Think of it, 500 people, the average drug dealer. I'm calling for the death penalty for drug dealers, which will, upon its passage, reduce drug distribution in our country on day one by 75%.
Absolutely. Fentanyl dealers, they do deserve the death penalty.
No more blue ribbon committees telling us what to do, you know. I was setting them up in the White House. There's a blue ribbon committee headed by socialites. And they just want, I mean, look, they're very nice people, but they just want a little publicity for themselves. They can't deal with the kind of killers that we're talking about. We want the death penalty for drug dealers, and you will save millions of lives. You know, we're going to lose 250,000 people, I think, this year. You know, just to go off for a second, does anybody mind that I do that? No. Is there any better place to be on a beautiful Saturday evening than a Trump rally?
Maybe a Red Pill 78 stream, but we take what we can get.
I don't think so. But just to go for a second, so, you know, I got to know a lot of the foreign leaders. And let me tell you, unlike our leader, they're at the top of their game. These are like central casting. There's nobody that could play the role in Hollywood. All of Hollywood, nobody can play the role of President Xi of China. Nobody could play the role. He's a fierce person. Putin, fierce, is smart. You know, a lot of times I'll say somebody's smart and the fake news will go, he called President Xi smart. He rules with an iron fist 1.5 billion people. Yeah, I'd say he's smart. Wouldn't you say he's smart? So I'm with President Xi, and I got along with him very well. I mean, once COVID came, it was just over, but we made a great trade deal with him, helped our farmers, helped our manufacturers. But I'm with him, and I really had a great relationship with him. And then I asked him a question. I said, President, he's president for life, by the way. So I call him King. I say, King. He said, but I am not King. I said, you are to me. You're president for life. It's the same thing. He will be very soon. You know, they're having another. By the way, you notice a lot of ships are circling Taiwan. That wouldn't have happened either, by the way. But I said, President, could I ask you a very simple question? Do you have a drug problem? He looked at me like, what's wrong with that? No, of course not. He goes, no, no. He's like, what the hell stupid question is that? No. I said, you don't have a drug problem with 1.5 billion people. His big problem is they make the drugs. They send them into our country. That's their problem. That would have been their problem. And he was stopping it, too. But now they're sending the fentanyl in at numbers that you wouldn't believe. Wouldn't believe it. Pouring through that porous border at numbers you wouldn't believe. I had him very close to stopped. He couldn't do it. I told him he can't do it. So, President, you don't have a drug problem. But why don't you have a drug problem? We have quick trial. I said, what is a quick trial? We immediately catch the drug dealer. We give him quick trial. And if he is guilty, which I would say probably they're batting, would you say, Oz, would you say they're about batting 100% or only 99%? If the drug dealer is guilty, he is immediately executed. So we have no drug problem in China. And they have other countries like that, too, Singapore, other countries. And if you do that, you know, I've told this, and it's a hard thing to say because calling for the death penalty is tough. But think of it. They kill 500 people during a lifetime, and I think it's much worse than that. I think that's only what we hear about. It would stop. If you didn't get it down 75, 80, 90% from day one, I'd be surprised. And these committees that they set up, it's laughable. It's a horrible thing. We would solve that problem so fast, and I'm calling on Republicans and Democrats immediately to institute, to get to Washington and institute the death penalty for drug dealers. You will no longer have a problem. So Philadelphia has become, as you heard many times over the last short period of time, worse than it's ever been. It's become a killing field. A few days ago, a 4-year-old boy was shot while getting a haircut for his first day in school. His mother was so proud of him. He was getting a hug. He was shot. Recently, a pregnant mother was shot in the head and horribly murdered. Her unborn baby was miraculously saved. Under a Republican Congress, we should pass emergency funding to hire thousands and thousands more police officers nationwide to put violent criminals behind bars and keep them behind bars. And also, leave our police alone. Let them do their job. Give them back their respect. They know what to do, and nobody can do it better, but they're under siege. They don't want to lose their house. They don't want to lose their families. What they do to police officers, what they do to police, and you're always going to have some bad apples, but they're very few. And we have a country that's become one of the most unsafe countries in the world. Think of it. You know, we're dealing with third world nations where they're much safer than major parts. Think of it, what I said. In Afghanistan, we didn't lose one soldier in 18 months. And yet I just read off numbers in Philadelphia. If you look at Atlanta, I have a district attorney in Atlanta. She's after me for a perfect phone call. And yet it's even worse proportionately than Chicago for killing. But the district attorney, Trump made a phone call because he was challenging the election. So they're after me for a perfect, by the way, perfect phone call. You'd be very proud of me. Just like the call to Ukraine was a perfect call. The one in Atlanta was a perfect call. Perfect call. And yet Atlanta is even worse than Chicago, proportionately. Restoring safety to America starts with defeating the Democrat extremists right here in Pennsylvania. Your state's radical Democrat candidate for Senate, John Fetterman, is the most dangerous Democrat. He's the most dangerous Democrat seeking to join Congress this year in one of the most fringe far-left freak shows ever to seek election for any office in any state. You know, I've watched him over the last couple of years, and I said, you got to be kidding. Actually, I thought Conor Lamb, I don't know Conor Lamb, but I thought he was maybe a decent politician. You know, he campaigned in a sort of a middle Democrat area, and he was doing commercials that was so good for me that people thought that he was a Republican. I like Conor Lamb. But Fetterman got it, and he got it in a landslide. And this guy's a disaster. He comes in with a sweatsuit on. I've never seen him wear a suit. A dirty, dirty, dirty sweatsuit. It's really disgusting. You know, I'm a clean freak. I'm a clean freak, Oz. I don't like those dirty sweatsuits. They're disgusting. Fetterman may dress like a teenager getting high in his parents' basement, but he's a raging lunatic hell-bent on springing hardened criminals out of jail in the middle of the worst crime wave in Pennsylvania history. He wants everybody out of jail. And by the way, he wants to get rid of your police. Fetterman is a defund the police Marxist who's just pulling the wool over people's eyes, who literally said that if he had a magic wand and could fix one thing, he would end life sentences without parole for murderers, cop killers, rapists, and other monstrous criminals. That's what he said. He wants them to get out of jail. Get out of jail. Let's put Trump in jail. Let's get these murderers, let these murderers out. Put Trump in jail. That Trump is no damn good. He just works his ass off for this country. Through his position on the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons, Fetterman has released a record number of dangerous criminals back onto the streets, many of which have created horrible, just atrocious crimes. He supports setting loose one out of every three inmates in your prisons. And he bragged that his goal is to get as many criminals out onto the street as quickly as possible. Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded drug dens and the complete decriminalization of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, and ultra-lethal fentanyl. And by the way, he takes them himself, which would mean death and despair for every community in Pennsylvania and every community in the United States of America. Compare that to President Xi of China. A little different, would you say? Fetterman openly supports deadly sanctuary cities, and he signed a pledge to ban fracking, which would demolish almost a million jobs in Pennsylvania. I told him, I told you they were going to do that, Pennsylvania. Well, you did listen to me because I won Pennsylvania by a lot. You did. I can't hold you.
He said Fetterman takes
I can
hard
only
drugs.
Hold accountable the stupid people that counted the votes. Did you ever hear
the stupid
statement by, I believe it was Lenin. Did anyone ever hear of Lenin? People would say it with less sophistication, Lenin. Lenin, I like the way they say that, where he said, the vote counter is far more important than the candidate. Well, that turned out to be true. The vote counter is far more important than the candidate, said by Lenin. And while Fetterman wants to raise your taxes, he is a spoiled and entitled socialist loser who leached off his parents' money. You know, he lives on the parents' money. Until he was 49 years old. And on top of it all, he's too cowardly to even show up and debate A very nice man, Oz. He's very nice. Oz, you'll treat him nicely, right? Because he knows that his positions are totally indefensible. And in all fairness, you need somebody that's going to be out there and just ripping it for you. Otherwise, you're going to lose out to all the other senators that are going to bring back money to their states, etc. And Oz will do it. Fetterman is running against a man I have known for many years. I told you I had a real problem with him when he said I was a little heavy. I didn't like that. And, of course, it was false, right? Was he wrong? And who is with our MAGA movement all the way. He's with us all the way. And, you know, some people thought that, oh, gee, maybe this was a little bit of a controversial thing, but I know him very well. And he's a guy that gets it done. He's a good person, too. His wife is a fantastic person. I think I like her even more than I like him. Lisa. So I'd like to ask Dr. Oz to step forward and say a few words. He's been an incredibly successful man on television and medicine. He knows what's happening, and he's going to work and fight for Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Pennsylvania, we have one question, one important question we have to answer by November 8th. Are you ready for it? Is the country headed in the right direction? If your friends say yes, take away their car keys, they should not be driving. In that condition, people should stay home. But if the answer is no, we've got a big problem. This country has dramatically turned in the wrong direction. I'm the person for change. Make the change based on our family values here in Pennsylvania because I believe in the American dream. I am part of the American dream. My whole life has been about hard work and earning and supporting other Americans because that's what Americans do. I believe we can make safe city streets and communities. I believe we can have a secure border and allow legal immigration, but not the fentanyl brought by traffickers bringing human beings and fentanyl from China, which took 100,000 lives last year. And I know people in this audience have been hurt by fentanyl. I believe we can have an economy that helps the American people. But most importantly, I believe in each and every one of you, and so should you. God bless you.
So we have a great record of endorsement, all of us together. It's very close to 99%, and I endorse that guy, and I'm telling you, I will always tell you this, I'll tell you the truth, and he is going to be a phenomenal representative for Pennsylvania. You gotta vote him in. You gotta vote him in. A great guy. And Lisa, thank you very much. Thank you very much for what you have to put up with, Lisa. Thank you very much. You know, they spent, just so you know, they spent like $50 million trying to destroy that man. $50 million, like it was water, and they didn't come close. This guy is tough, and he's strong, and he loves his state. Right? This November, you also have to defeat the far-left Democrat candidate for governor, little Josh Shapiro, who is so much like Fetterman, other than he's about half his height, which is fine. It's fine. I always say it's absolutely fine because we don't want to tell height jokes. You can't tell any jokes today. Not weight jokes, not height jokes. I've got them all covered.
Oh, man.
But he is a disaster for the state. He's the one that kept saying, oh, after it came out that we have a great man running against him. Oh, that's the man I wanted to run against. No, it's not. Because that's the man that had a base like I do. He has a base that's so powerful and so strong. He doesn't want to run against him. As Attorney General, he presided over the complete disintegration of law and order and letting gangs and criminals run wild. Look at the numbers I just talked to you about in Philadelphia. Well, He's the guy. Those numbers are getting worse. There's nothing to stop these animals from continuing. Those numbers are going to get worse if that's possible. It's not even, you would think it's not possible. Shapiro supports sanctuary cities. He sided with Marxist, anti-American, BLM radicals and Antifa. And he's a vicious hater of free speech and a hater of your Second Amendment. So he's going to let criminals roam your streets and he's not going to let you have a gun to protect yourself. Shapiro is also using his office to shut down your children's schools and force masks to be strapped to your children's faces, doing unimaginable harm. And like Fetterman, Shapiro is a pro-abortion extremist who supports totally unrestricted abortion on demand right through the ninth month. Think of this. And you know where I am. You know where I am. The exceptions. I believe in the exceptions. He supports it though, right through the ninth month and beyond. You know what beyond means? After the baby is born.
Infanticide.
After the baby is born. So as I said in my debate with crooked Hillary Clinton, rip the baby out of the womb at any time. And if the baby's already out of the womb, he's there too. Just talk to the doctor. No, you don't want that. The states will make the decision. By the way, the states will make the decision. And in Pennsylvania, I have a feeling that decision will be an interesting decision, but it's up to the states. And that's the way it was always supposed to be. But he wants to let things happen that no civilized person would allow. They don't allow it in other countries. No Pennsylvanian should listen to one word on abortion from these two twisted sickos who believe in killing and dismembering babies right up until that time of birth. Shapiro is running against an incredible patriot and a fearless warrior for Pennsylvania workers and Pennsylvania values, Doug Mastriano, who has been with me right from the beginning. I mean right from the beginning. I remember that, Doug. They all wanted my endorsement. They all ran. I know you had the U.S. attorney. Nice guy. He was a nice guy, but he did nothing in terms of the election fraud. No, there was no problem in Pennsylvania. There was no problem in Philadelphia. There was massive problems. Wants to run. He said, sir, Bill Barr would not let me go after anybody. He wouldn't let me touch anybody. What a shame. What an opportunity. But he wanted to run. Others wanted to run. I said, the one guy that supported election integrity and supported me right from the beginning is Doug Mastriano, the one guy.
Doug's the patriot. Yeah. Support Doug Mastriano.
He came to the White House. Came to the White House with a whole group of people. He brought him, and he was fighting like hell. It was really an uphill battle because you had the Democrats. They didn't want to hear anything. And then you had some bad rhinos that just someday somebody's going to explain to rhinos why are they doing it. But Doug is a former Army colonel who honorably served our country in uniform for 30 years before going on to fight for you in the state Senate. Became the most respected person in the Senate and definitely the hardest fighter. He was a relentless person out there fighting against lockdowns and COVID mandates. He didn't want to destroy our children. He got it long before the so-called doctors who weren't very good. And a true champion for election integrity and tough as hell on a thing called illegal immigration. He wants people to come into our country legally. As your governor, he will back down everybody. He'll back down those violent criminals, and he'll crack down on violent crime and COVID mandates. Protect Pennsylvania oil and gas workers, which right now enjoy your job for another couple of months because you're not going to have it longer. And defend your jobs, your rights, and your freedoms. Doug is joined by an incredible person who I also got to know because we were in a real fight with a lot of really sick, bad people. Rebbie, thank you very much. Thank you. Stand up. And she was a big part. She's a great partner. to a man that will become one of the greatest governors in this country. Doug, please come up. Please come up.
All right, this is going to be good. Doug is going to be the best thing to happen to Pennsylvania in a long time. We'll clean up that fraud. I love you, POTUS.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pennsylvania loves you, and America needs you. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for paving the way for people like me and everyone you see out here to fight for freedom. Thank you for taking the shots and standing boldly and leading by example. Pennsylvania is a keystone state. On 8 November, we're taking our state back by storm. That's right. We're going to do it. We're going to be the state where people want to come to raise their families and to succeed in business. On day one, we're out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. We're going to drill and dig like no tomorrow. That's right.
Dig.
That's right.
Dig.
We're going to do it. Oh, yeah. On day one, we're no longer a sanctuary state. So Joe Biden can have these illegals. We'll dump them off at his beach house where he spends all his time anyway. He can have them.
Go back to Delaware, Joe.
On day one, we're going to have the backs of our beautiful law enforcement. On day one, there's no more mask requirement or COVID jab requirement. That's right. We're going to walk like free people like never before. Pennsylvania. This is where the light of liberty was lit in 1776. A new birth of freedom in 1863. And something very near and dear to both of our hearts. We're going to fight like hell for voting integrity, and we're going to start with voter ID.
Yes!
That's right. That's right.
No more fraud. No more fraud.
That's right. The left. My opponent is too dangerous, too extreme, and too radical for Pennsylvania. He can't even define what a woman is. I mean, the guy is nuts. Pennsylvania is less safe with his 6-year record of failure as Attorney General. That all ends on 8 November. Pennsylvania. The key to our nation starts with us. And let's not forget, in 2001, and you were a champion of 9/11-2001, Mr. President, that he was. We saw him at the World Trade Center. Meanwhile, Flight 93 over Somerset County, the terrorists had it. Todd Beamer and other people on that flight took action. What did they say? Pennsylvania, let's roll. Thank you.
Let's roll.
You know, Doug said a lot in a few short sentences. One of the things he mentioned was voter ID. Now, the Democrats don't want voter ID. Actually, it's interesting. The leadership, the people want it 91% Democrats, but the leaders don't want voter ID. Okay? They'll think, the only reason you don't want voter ID, there's only one reason, because you want to cheat, right? That's the only
reason.
That's
right.
When you had the Democrat National Convention, the last one, they had signs on, the biggest signs, and they were like billboards, pictures, fingerprints, everything. You couldn't get in. But the greatest thing happened over the last few days, Starbucks. Remember Schultz, this guy Schultz? The one with the extremely thin legs. I think maybe Dr. Oswald said he's either really good or very, very, very thin. He was doing a debate. He was sitting down. I thought his legs, I didn't think he'd be able to stand up. But Schultz, he's the head of it. And he just announced Unions are trying to take over Starbucks. But he will not, under any circumstance, allow mail-in voting because it's evil and corrupt. And the process can be corrupted. And yet, when he was running for president for about 3 days before he realized he couldn't win, took him about 2 days. But when he was running for president, he was talking about mail-in ballots. Now that he's got his company that he's got a nice piece of, he wants nothing to do with voting by mail-in ballots for unions because he says you can't get a fair vote and it's easily corruptible. When are people going to get smart? Get rid of this mail-in voting. It's killing our country. All right, you'll do it.
No more mail-in voting.
We're also joined tonight by the next congressman from Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, Jim Bognet. Jim, thank you very much. Thank you, Jim. Good luck. I hear you're doing
Jim.
Well, Jim. Well, these two guys are going to help you a lot. Thank you, Jim. Great job. So Jim's running against Radical Democrat Socialist Matt Cartwright. That's another beauty.
Boo!
Who said he's all abroad. He is all on board for the Green New Deal, greatest waste of money in history. The Green New Deal, why don't you just throw the money right out the window? And he absolutely supports defunding the police and votes with Biden 100% of the time, so you know he can't be any good.
He's a Democrat student.
Everybody get out and vote for Jim, okay? Jim Bognet. Also with us, our Pennsylvania treasurer, a very good person, good woman, Stacey Garrity. Stacey, thank you. Where's Stacey? Hello, Stacey. Thank you, Stacey. Great job you're doing. A friend of mine, a warrior, never let me down, always been there. Representative Dan Muser. Dan, thank you. Great job. Great job. Thank you, Dan. And also Fred Keller, another warrior. Fred, stand up, Fred. What a good guy. Thank you for all your help. He comes to our defense. He gets out there, the two of them. Now, a woman is with us who's very silent, very shy, doesn't believe in using guns to protect yourself. Says anybody can come into my house anytime you'd like. No, no, she did a little ad. I saw her first time, and her ad was something to the effect, sure, anybody can come into my house. Ding, ding, ding. And then she took this gun. I never saw anybody use a gun. Boom, put it back, and she said, but he might not get out of my house alive. And I said, I think I like her. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie, MTG.
My stream shows only one person is watching. What the heck?
A man I'm very proud of. He's got a tough race, but I'm very proud of him because you have a rhino governor in Maryland. His name is Larry Hogan. I think he wants to run for president. I said, you got to look in the mirror first. It's not going to work. Not going to work. But he's a real rhino. And he doesn't want this man because this man is all for our country. His name is Dan Cox, and he beat Larry Hogan's candidate by like 20 points with my endorsement. With my endorsement, and he's doing fantastically. Dan, congratulations. And Larry Hogan, and this is my fault. I'm sorry, Dan, but Larry Hogan is not going to be supporting you only because I am supporting you. So I don't know what that means, but I can tell you that Maryland has a great man running, and I hope you're going to do well, and we'll be out there helping you, okay? Thank you very much.
Larry Hogan's a stooge.
I have a feeling you'll do very well. A friend of mine who's a great businessman and a great person, Mr. Woody Johnson and his wife, Suzanne Johnson. Where is Woody? Stand up, Woody. He's shy. They own a very small company named Johnson & Johnson. Does anybody like Johnson? I want to own a piece of that company, too. Great job. We love you both. And Cynthia Hughes and Gina Perno with the Patriot Freedom Project. What a job they do. Where are you? Where are you? Stand up. What a job. And we all appreciate it. We all appreciate it.
Patriot Freedom.
With the help of everybody here today, we are going to fight for Pennsylvania. We're going to win for Pennsylvania this November. One of the first things we will do is stand up for parents' rights. It's time to finally and completely break the radical left's corrupt education cartel. Can you believe, like 10 years ago, let's put yourself back, that somebody would stand up. I can't believe I'm calling myself a politician, but I guess I am. I don't know. I can't stand politicians. But can you believe that 10 years ago, like, put yourself in that position, a politician would be standing up saying, we're going to defend parental rights. I mean, is that about as basic as it gets? But that's what we have to do because these people are crazy. Our children are captive to unhinged Marxist educators who are pushing inappropriate sexual, racial, and political material on our children from the youngest possible age. At long last, every parent in America must be empowered to opt out of the indoctrination and send their child to the public, private, charter, religious, or homeschool of their choice.
I gotta say, homeschooling.
In addition, we will get critical race theory the hell out of our schools, out of our military, and out of every part of our federal, state, and local governments, just like I did 2 years ago. It was out. We had it out, but they put it right back in. We will also keep men out of women's sports. You know those stories that I tell? I love to tell those stories. The woman swimmer. Should I tell it again? Should I not? You want me to? To Mr. Wall. Stand up, Wall, please. This is Mr. Irving Q. Wall. Look. No, it's so ridiculous. And, you know, it's not politically correct. And a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, but I'm not. Men and women sports. So you have the swimmer who's a really, I met her the other day, very high quality swimmer. And she's going to break the record. She's worked like hell. She's worked all her life. The big meet is on. And she looks to the left and she sees all of those great athletes that she's been fighting for years. She looks to the right and she sees, but next to her is this massive human being. He's looking up. Is he like 6'6 or something? He's got a wingspan bigger than Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt was small by comparison. And she looked over. I've never seen her before. Anyway, she wanted to break that record. She fought so hard to do it. And the race started, and as you know, she was severely injured. She was injured by wind burn because he went by her so fast. The wind burned the hell out of her. And she didn't quite make it that day for the record, but he did. He broke the record by 38 seconds. You know, usually you break it by... She wanted to break it by 1/8 of a second. But he was far better than her. He broke it by 38 seconds. That's one that no woman's ever going to catch, I don't think.
No.
And then the better one is the weightlifter. You had a woman. She's going to lift the 213 pounds, and she's going to... That's a lot of weight. Do you think I could lift... Oz, do you think I could lift 213 pounds? I don't know. And she got up, and she was going to break it. They put it half an ounce and a half an ounce. They had these big barbells and dumbbells, and she's up there, and she pulls it up, and she's going to do it. Couldn't do it. She was ashamed, but she couldn't do it. And then this person comes in, you know, they actually call it, it's the correct term, a person in a man's body. That's what they call it. This is supposed to be politically correct. I hope it is, otherwise they'll be very rude to me. The fake news will be very rude. So this guy walks up. They asked him before, did you lift before? No, not too much. And he gets up. Bing. That was the end of that record. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And no teacher should ever be allowed to teach transgender to our children without parental consent.
No. No one.
Another one of our highest priorities under a Republican Congress will be to stop left-wing censorship and to restore free speech in America, which we don't have. We don't have free speech. Go out and sign up now, by the way, for Truth Social. Anybody on Truth Social? It's like we're ready. It's hot, and it's much better than Twitter. You see what's going on with Twitter? Twitter's not doing too well. Frankly, if we didn't have truth, we wouldn't be able to get the word out like we do. We get the word out fast. The radical left Democrat Party is not, in my opinion, a 50% party within our country. They're against God, guns, oil, law enforcement, voter ID, tax cuts, regulation cuts, the Constitution, and they're against our founding fathers. Other than that, actually, they're quite good. The way they win is to cheat in elections. I really believe that. How can you be against all of those things and for some of the things that they're for and be considered a 50-50 party? I don't believe it. They cheat like hell on elections all over the country, and they're really good at it. Everywhere the Republican Party has the chance, we must pass critical election integrity reforms, including universal voter ID, citizenship confirmation. No more fake drop boxes by Zuckerberg and these people. No private money pouring into local election offices. And ultimately, we need same-day voting with only paper ballots.
It's yes. Crazy. Yes.
Same-day voting.
Same-day voting. Paper ballots. They can do it in third-world nations.
Paper. France just had an election. Big country. 35 million people. Say same-day voting. All paper ballots. The election ended at 11 o'clock. They had the vote. That was it. Nobody walked away complaining. Right here in Pennsylvania, Democrats are still trying hard to rig your elections. Act 77 clearly violates your state constitution, encouraging widespread abuse of mail-in ballots. And your radical left state Supreme Court just violated the Constitution the second time by overturning a decision by an unbiased lower court. Republicans in the state legislature need to get to work immediately to kill Act 77 by a state constitutional amendment. They have to do it immediately. We are just 2 months away from the most important midterm election in American history. And we need a landslide so big that the radical left just cannot rig it. You know, the more we win by, it gets harder. Harder, harder, harder. They can cheat a lot, but once you get to a certain level, it gets very hard. This is the year we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We're going to take back America.
Woo!
Take back America.
Hey, thanks, Mom. My mom says thank you to RP for streaming this.
And in 2024, most importantly, we are going to take back our magnificent White House.
Oh, that's right. We, the people's White House, not the deep state's White House, not the Biden
regime's
White House.
Together we will fight for more jobs for Pennsylvania families, fair trade for Pennsylvania workers, and more Pennsylvania factories forging more products stamped with those beautiful, beautiful words, made in the USA, right? Made in the USA. We will shut down Biden's border disaster, reinstitute our strong Remain in Mexico policy. How good was that? Remain in Mexico. You think it was easy for me to get Remain in Mexico from Mexico, but I got it. I said, you don't give it to me, you're going to pay big tariffs on your cars. Oh, we'd love to give it to you. Strengthen the patriots of ICE and Border Patrol. They're patriots and they're great. We will again end catch and release. We will end chain migration. We will end the visa lottery. And we will clamp down on illegal immigration just like we did less than 2 years ago when we had the safest border in our country's history. We will stop the crime wave in Democrat-run cities. We will give our police the power they need and the respect they deserve. And we will not take legal protection away from our police. These maniacs want to have the police officers go out and hire lawyers so they can defend themselves. We won't do that. We will restore law and order in America, and we will override governors that don't look for law and order. We will hold China accountable for unleashing the virus upon the world. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our Constitution. We will defend the Second Amendment. And we will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and great American flag. In conclusion, our MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. Together we are standing up against some of the most menacing forces, entrenched interests, and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. Despite great outside dangers, our biggest threat remains the sick, sinister, and evil people from within our own country. But no matter how big or powerful the corrupt radical left Democrats are, and they are corrupt and they are powerful, we have to make them much less powerful. We will never allow anyone to forget that this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This is your home, this is your heritage, and our American liberty is your God-given right. From Allentown to Johnstown, from Harrisburg to Pittsburgh, and from Philadelphia to Scranton, PA, we stand on the shoulders of American legends who poured out their blood, sweat, and tears for our rights and for our freedom. They were so great. Pennsylvania is where our founding fathers declared American independence. It's where the Army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, where General George Washington led his men on a daring mission across the Delaware.
Durham boats.
And where our Union was saved by immortal heroes at Gettysburg. And this is the state where generations of tough, strong Pennsylvania miners, factory workers, and steel workers forged the greatest nation in the history of the world.
And Mike, drop it right there.
But now we are a nation in decline. We are a nation that is failing. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 50 years, and where the stock market just finished the worst first half of the year since 1872. Likewise, we are a nation that has the highest energy costs in its history. We are no longer energy independent or energy dominant as we just were 2 short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and many others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country in the world. We are a nation that is consumed by the radical left's Green New Deal, yet everyone knows that the Green New Deal will lead to our destruction. We are a nation that is surrendering all over, but in particular to Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment anywhere in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief, and for 4 long years, it didn't happen. Never happened. And China, with Taiwan, is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, and a Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a president who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead our country, and everybody knows it. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is all you get, and they are truly the enemy of the people. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than did in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon, which they are incredibly being allowed to do right now in China, to use trillions and trillions of dollars that is taken from us to build a military to rival our own. And just 2 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us, and everybody knows it. And perhaps most importantly, we are a nation that is no longer respected or listened to around the world. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. We are a nation that is hostile to liberty, freedom, and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every single list. But we are not going to let this continue. 2 years ago, we had the greatest election that we've ever had, but it was taken away from us. We weren't allowed to use the power of the people to make America great again. 2 years ago, we also had greatness like no one had ever seen. And soon we will have that greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. We will stand up to the radical left lunatics and the rhinos, and we will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up. We will never, ever, ever back down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious American nation. So with the help of everyone here today and citizens all across our land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
God bless Donald Trump and God bless the United States of America. You guys, President Trump played those storm sounds. President Trump played that song, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the Where We Go One, We Go All song from White Squall. Oh, my God. He's just one step away from actually announcing that he plans to run for president again. You guys, please sit back, relax, grab your popcorn, because we are about to bring in my guest for the second half of the show, and that is my friend Larry Ortega. Let me get this screen set up.